This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
By 12:36, FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. Bring on our Congressman, AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl, to join us here, and we were talking with him earlier in the week about the situation in Afghanistan, and we continue that conversation. But Congressman, thanks for your time, and you have a message. I know you called me this morning with a message for our vets.
Yes, and thank you so much, Sean, for giving us a voice and a little bit of time here. But everyone, please be praying for our active duty folks that are on duty now. You know, you see there's 4,000 to 7,000 being sent into Afghanistan to Kabul to secure that airport. There are thousands upon thousands of support people that will be on ships and planes. And so let's pray for our active duty, and let's not lose sight of the mission that they're on. So let's hold them up. But one of the main concerns I have this morning is I was on a conference call, and they started talking about, over the last 3 or 4 days, the spike in suicidal rates of our Afghanistan veterans. So let's stop for just a second. All of us know one or more. We know in Afghanistan or an Iraq warrior that has come home and tried to fit back into society after going through all of that. So let's think about what we can do. Let's reach out to them. Let's just check on them. Let's thank them for their service. You know, and when you hear this, we just lost a war. No, we didn't. We spent 20 years. We have had no attacks on this American soil. That was their mission.
Yep.
And they accomplished it. So we need to thank them for it and reach out to them. Don't wait for them to reach out to you, but call that mother, call that sister, call whomever, and thank that veteran. We've got to rally. We've got to be Americans and make sure that our fighting force, our veterans and our active duty know that we love them. We appreciate what they've done. And third, but not least, we've got to know any active addresses of people that you may know that is locked down into Kabul. Now, right now, what we've got is we think we've got somewhere between 7,000 to 10,000 people that are locked down within the city. We can't know where they're all at. Can we go get them at this moment? They're telling us no. That infuriates me right there. But you got France and you got Britain that are going to these people's homes and picking them up and giving them escorts to the airport. But yet this administration won't do it for our people.
Say that again, Congressman, because I think there's a lot of people who don't know that, who have not been. Once again, what other countries can do it and we can't?
No. Part of the agreement that was made with the Taliban is we would not do this. So we're going to, quote-unquote, keep our word with the Taliban, and we're telling folks to come in. We just helped. I know you guys.
Why don't we keep our word with the translators and the people that helped us before we keep our word with the Taliban?
If you know where there's one, if you've got a telephone number, if you've got a name, if you know there's an American trapped in there, get it to my office. We may not can do anything with it, but we've got to get it documented. So if it does happen, if we can force the president into saying, okay, we're going to give 48 hours, get as many as you can, we've got to have them on a list. We've got to be ready to move. And we can't take 48 hours collecting names and numbers right now. I was saying a while ago, Chip Brown's coming on. Chip's got a great story about a friend of his. We played a small role in that. But the telephones work just because they're locked down inside the city. But we have communication with them. So please, I encourage your folks to reach out to my office here in Mobile, which the telephone number is, of course, 283-6280. Or if you feel more comfortable talking to my D.C. office, my office in Washington, D.C. is 202-225-4931. And any veteran that's listening that's got any inclination to harm himself, please give us a call.
Yep.
Please take just a moment. Reach out to me. Reach out to somebody.
No, it's
their
important.
Lives are very important.
You know, and we
all of us.
you said at the beginning, and that, you know, that we need to check on those folks, and we need to, those of us that are close to them that know when they're BSing us, you know, put it in Sullivanese, need to check on them as well, right? I got a friend I've been bothering every day since late last week, and it's almost like a check-in call. He's like, yeah, I'm still fine. And I can tell, I know him well enough to know when he tells me he is fine, in that case it is, but somebody else might not be able to hear through it. So we all need to do that, citizens, and then, like you said, reach out. That's awesome, to reach to your office. Plus, we have so many people that are ready to listen.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to on my website, Congressional Revs website. We're going to post numerous veteran help groups that you can share with these people, or they can pull it off themselves. But, you know, just a thank you for their service, because right now so many of them have felt like they've wasted their life. They've seen their friends mutilated. They've lost limbs. They've done all these things for nothing. That's not true. That is not true. We've just spent 20 years that we have not been attacked on American soil. That is their job, first and foremost.
Yeah. Well, if there's any, the suits failed, the boots did not. You know, I mean, that's
no doubt. And we'll get to that when the time comes.
Right, and I appreciate that. I thought about it yesterday. As much as Monday, I edited myself on yesterday's show, and I said, you know, I asked Congressman Carl to get this answered and these investigations, that going. I'm ready to put that on the way back burner, if not back in the refrigerator. I want to get to that too, but that's not right now. What you're talking about are those are the most important things: is our veterans, our warriors, and yeah, getting those people out. It's amazing to me how many people here in South Alabama had connections with people still in Afghanistan.
Well, there's a lot of private contractors. I mean, there's a lot of mechanics. It goes on. They're not just all military, quote-unquote, contractors. These are people that actually go over there and work on oil rigs. I mean, they do a lot of things. So they're labeled contractors, and we've got to get them out, because if we don't, when the Taliban, once we clear out, we get completely out of the scene. The Taliban will go back to being the Taliban. I don't care what anybody says. You can't change spots on a leopard.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's this,
and I hope I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. I mean, I hope you're wrong too, but you're not. I mean, all this stuff like, oh, well, we're going to be looking at minority and women's rights and all this, poppycock. But a lot of texts coming in here. All right, and people on our text line, like Grant and others, offering to be ears out there. And I know, you know, I say this a lot of times too. There's other veterans ready to listen to you. So there's civilians like me that talk to my friends, but I also know that a veteran ear is more important to a fellow vet. So those resources are there. You said you're going to put stuff on your congressional website. We will do the same on our social media pages and link to yours. People still asking some questions, like Vicky said, Congressman Carl, I think what the American people need to hear right now, maybe you can just let your constituents know or reassure us that the Taliban, now that the Taliban has all that equipment, I know my family's uncomfortable with this idea and the idea that it could be used to attack us on U.S. soil, that would look like we need some kind of reassurance that will not happen.
There's no way of reassuring that. But what I do think, the Taliban's going to sell most of that equipment. Iran would fight for those helicopters. I mean, you've got 100 plus, and I can't throw a number out there, but there's 100 plus helicopters over there, Black Hawk helicopters, that they would love to purchase. There's technology over there that we don't even, I certainly don't know anything about, but they're not going to tell us about that the Chinese are going to try to gobble up. I mean, we've got the best of the best equipment over there warehoused that the Taliban now has. They're going to want to finance their movement, and the way they do that is sell this equipment off.
That and heroin. So as we look at, let's talk about, you know, our triage list, what's most important right now. And that is the mental health of our warriors that have come home, and then those people in Afghanistan. I hope they come up with a lot better situation right now. I've been, you know, frustrated with this idea of just holding the airport, because, like you said, about going to get people, but we just hold the airport. If people are coming, I mean, tell me where I'm missing out. But you say, okay, we hold the airport, and if you need to be lifted out of here, you're somebody that's a friendly of the United States, come to the airport. Well, heck, the dang Taliban just surrounds the airport, and anybody who's coming to the airport is suspect. Am I missing something?
Well, the Chip's going to be able to explain that airport in great detail. I learned most about from Chip Brown about the airport right there. But you know, another problem, and these are problems we're going to have to work through. But But people getting on, you know, if I was a Taliban, I'd jump on that plane too. We've got to set up a good process here. We can process and identify who these people are, and if they truly are, we need to respect our agreement with them and stand up and be man about it. And say, yeah, you know, we're going to take care of you, and here's how we're going to do it. We've got an open border down to Mexico, just telling everybody to flood in. And that's another thing. You know, we had 5,000 of the hardened warriors over there, and I call them warriors, the Taliban, that they turned loose at one time, 5,000 of them. How do you think they're going to get in this country? All they have to do is get a round-trip ticket into Cancun, Mexico, and they can walk across the border. So we've got some real problems coming up here, but the very first thing I want to focus on, though, are the people that are still there,
yep.
the American
yep.
citizens. That's our priority.
So what does somebody do? Once again, if you're talking to those folks right now, they know that person. You said you have got to have an accounting of that person, right?
Give us a name. Give us any information. Give us a telephone number. Give us anything that we can identify that person with. If it's a voice, phone call, because I doubt there's names of streets, but we'll get them in touch with the right person. We're trying to do this nationwide. This is not just a Jerry Carl thing. The Republican Party is bound and determined. We're not going to leave anybody behind. We've got every congressman doing the same thing. That's reaching out in their district, just begging people, give us a lead on a person, and we will do everything we can do to get that person back. But please, let's not forget the warriors that are here, that gave their freedom away mm-hmm. to be able to serve us, so we can sit and even talk about this.
Well said.
So, you know, we've got to look after our warriors here and all the veterans group. You know, the veterans would rather talk with veterans.
Yep.
I mean, you don't want to talk to somebody that doesn't know anything about you or where you've been.
And those resources are there. There are veterans waiting to talk to other veterans. That's what we can point them to. Those people are there.
Yes. So I encourage those veteran groups to get loud. You know, give us some contact information. You know, if you're not on our list, we want to know about you. We want you on our list. We want to do everything we can do to help you. And let's get a handle on what we view as American, and then we can start fighting back. Then we can start trying to figure out what broke, how it broke.
I agree.
We still got to fix the southern border, you know, but let's stop the bleeding before we worry about how it got cut.
No, and it's great to hear you say that, like you said it on Monday, you know, because so much of this, of course, is being politicized already, and I don't have a problem with it down the road being politicized, but right now I don't care what letters behind your name, whatever. Nope. If you're an American, you know, or you're somebody that we made a commitment to, well then damn it, this is when we all act like Americans.
I'm here for any American. I don't care what your political preference is. That has nothing to do with what we're doing today. Nothing.
Well said, Congressman. Please keep us in the loop on this, and we will direct folks as well to contact your office.
Thank you again, Sean.
Hey, thank you. There he is, AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl. Check it in, and we're coming right back. And those resources are out there. We'll talk to Cal Walters, part of what I call our Marine Detachment here at FM Talk 106.5. He joins us a little after 1 o'clock. He's one of the hosts of the Scuttlebutt Radio Network. Man knows about the resources. So listen after 1 o'clock for yourself, for a loved one, and get more resources out there for our vets. All right, be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
And listen, we will, and we'll talk and probably some of that with Marine Cal Walters here in just a little bit about... Just what I'm getting at is Dalton and I were talking to Dan during the news break in there, and talked about abandoning Bagram back in July. And Bagram, from everybody I've talked to, and like I said, these people that fought there, they talked about how important Bagram was compared to the Kabul airport, that we gave that up early. And we'll talk about that. But what's most important right now, I think, is what the congressman said. Number one, our warriors here. And, you know, we already have a horrible and a morbid count of our veterans that take their lives day in and day out. And then something like this as a catalyst is causing those numbers to increase. And I'm not going to not try everything I can to make sure that those folks get the help they need and people to talk to. And there are a lot of, you can text us here. We can give you that. I know Cal will talk about that in a little bit. Of course, Scuttlebutt Radio Network does this all the time, trying to help veterans out. And I've got, I'll tell you what, I got my guest coming up, and my friend Bryant Knight is going to join us on Monday. His charity is Fight or Die, O-A-R. Those are the guys. And we will talk later about them training for another trip across the Atlantic. These are the guys that row across the Atlantic. They train here in Mobile. National group of veterans that man it, even though Bryant is skipper again this year, because I don't know why. We didn't get enough the first time he rowed across the Atlantic, but he's doing it again. But he's going to join us on Monday to talk about the other part, the non-rowing part of their charity with U.S. Vet Row. And a couple things they have going on, the counseling, the people to talk to, the research that they have done, and as well, they have a really great program. It is a mental first aid training. And I might not be the language, but it's something to that effect, mental first aid training that they put on. He said, Sean, he said, my classes are full through, I think, into September now. But maybe we can push to get more classes and people booked up later. This is for those of us that have friends or family that served and fought. And this class teaches us, civilians, to look for signs, ways to help out, ways to offer help, ways to be there for somebody, you know, not just doing it, but doing it by what is the best practice on that. And these courses are going on, and they're putting people through those as well. So we'll talk about that in a whole bunch on Monday's show. And like Congressman Carl said, Representative Chip Brown's going to join me tomorrow. Of course, he's been on with us. He was on with us during the Bergdahl debacle, and he was the one that pointed out back then when all the major news sources were saying that Bergdahl was kidnapped and Chip Brown was in theater at that time in Afghanistan, said no. In fact, nobody really thought that at that time. But he's got a lot of time spent in Afghanistan. You heard he just got, they got a translator out that was somebody close to him. So he'll talk about that tomorrow on the show. That'll be around 12:30, which, by the way, also tomorrow's show, Mobile Mayor and candidate for Mayor Sandy Stimson is going to join us at noon. Mobile City Councilman John Williams, who is, this is it for him. He's not running again. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock. That's all coming up on tomorrow's Midday Mobile. All right, and these texts here. Yeah, a lot of people talk about blowing up the equipment and all that. And believe me, we are going to talk. You heard me earlier in the week. I lost it with the Blackhawks and all that discussion. But I'm not leaving any of that alone. But I do realize that we got to talk about getting the Americans out, getting the people that were loyal to us, people that we made a promise. And I see it that way, seriously. If our commanders in theater make a promise to, like, an Afghan translator or somebody that they're going to, if they help us and do this, we will get you out of here if something like this happens. You know, if the Taliban comes back in, we will get you and your family out of here. When they make that promise, they make that promise for me, right, as an American citizen. And we're going to live up to that. Get the Americans out first. Those people that we made a deal with and we gave our word to, get them out second. And then we can talk about the rest of this. But let's get those folks out, and we'll talk about then what's next. All right, we'll talk about this and what's next with Cal Walters coming up in just a second. And, yeah, somebody's saying, yeah, Bergdahl was swapped for a Taliban fighter who was in Gitmo. Taliban fighters now one of the main leaders in the Taliban overtake in Afghanistan. Yeah, unnamed texture. I think there are two of them. There's a main leader, and there's another guy, too, I've seen that were part of this Bergdahl swap. Believe me, it just burns even more to see this. Be right back.